The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
There's so much going on inside the association. My head is spinning. Monday night turned out to be one of the craziest nights in recent memory. Jaren Jackson had 6 steals in the first quarter. He had 6 steals in the first quarter. That is insane. That's not even going to make the podcast. That's how good the scoring, that's how good the performances were. It reminded me. We got to talk about something. I've been meaning to talk about this. There's a lot of people right now that are older than me that think that the NBA fucking sucks right now. They think that it's worse than it's ever been. And I am here to tell you, no, it is actually the opposite. We are now living in the golden age, the renaissance of scoring. It is become, and it's not because nobody plays defense either. It is because the players themselves have turned themselves into cheat codes. If you saw Joel Embiid anytime this season, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. Old heads like, yeah, nobody hustles, blah, 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 nobody bangs. You don't even remember what it was like in the era of Magic and Bird, blah, blah, blah. We don't care about that. Look at Nikola Jokic and Ant Edwards and LaMelo Ball and Donovan Mitchell and Kevin Durant and Embiid and so many more. Their footwork, their ability to get to the rim, their ability to have counters on their counters, to score, their abilities to just figure out a way to maneuver their body. It is so much fun. Look at what has happened in the last 5 days in the NBA. Tatum went off for 38, 11, and 5. Jalen Brunson went for 41, 8, and 8. This is a man who some people are saying is not even an all-star. 41, 8, and 8. If he's not an all-star, think about what that means for the NBA. Okay, including at 20 in the fourth quarter in a win over the Wizards. Jokic, 42, 12, and 8 over the Wizards. Do you see a trend here, by the way? Games against the Wizards. Booker put up 52 in a blowout win against the Pelicans on Friday. Durant had 40 in a back-to-back games, including one without shooting a single free throw. But all of that takes a back seat to Joel Embiid. Why? Joel Embiid on Monday night went off for 70 fucking points. 70. 70. I thought when it was trending on Twitter, it was a mistake. I thought there was no shot. The man, Joel Embiid, has been putting up 35, putting his hard hat on, and then sitting his ass down. Against this team, I thought to myself, there's no chance he plays more than three quarters. 7-0. 70. As in one more than 69. Nice. I think it's very difficult for me to process right now. I don't understand. That is a figure that in the grand scheme of things makes no sense. From 1963 to 2002, the NBA had 4 70-point games. There's now been 3 in the last 13 months. That's where we're at right now. The golden age of scoring. Embiid is only the 9th player in history to score 70. Only the 3rd 7-footer. And he did it shooting 2 threes only. He is only the 2nd player in history to have a 65, 15, and 5 or better night. The other guy, not Wilt, Michael Jordan. Speaking of Wilt, Joel Embiid is actually, if you look at it, playing better than Wilt. He is scoring more points per minute this season than Wilt Chamberlain when he averaged 50 points per game. Joel Embiid, if he played all 4 quarters, all the games that he's played would be averaging 50. No, I mean, that's just not even, that's not even a debate. He is so good right now. If Joel Embiid can make it to the finish line with 65 played games and Jokic continues to play this way, I don't know how they don't just give two of them away. I don't know why they don't just give them both MVPs. You guys are now the MVPs, co-MVP for the next decade. That's where we're at right now. In his last 10 games, Embiid has gone off for 40, 11, and 6 with 3 steals and blocks in 35 minutes per game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can you process that? Can you put your little mind to understanding how you score more than 1 point per minute? Yeah, he gets the ball, he jab steps, and he shoots over you, and you know pretty much what it feels like is 100% of the time it's going in, splash, unless you foul him. And then he's going to the free throw line, and he splash, splash. The Sixers are 8-2 in those games, in the last 10 games. They're covering numbers, too. I know they didn't cover two nights ago, but boy, oh boy, was it close. This is the new NBA, and if you don't like it, then go the fuck home. I don't care about you. These guys are so incredibly gifted. I was saying this the other night. When Embiid misses a shot, I'm actually surprised. And you're talking about a guy who is 7 feet two. And you are actually shocked when he takes a guy face up and he puts it up. How good was it? How good is 70 points by Joel Embiid? Let's check in with Durant and see what he has to say.
Brandon, I don't know if you saw Joel Embiid score 70. Cat had 60.
70?
Yeah. Joel had 70 today.
Yeah, 70. Yeah.
So what are nights like tonight, me and the NBA?
Shit.
It's insane what we got going on. We got bigs hitting 10 threes. Hitting 10 threes. When KD puts up 43 and you give him someone else's stat line and his response is, shit, that's, whoa, you have done something historic. This is the peak of basketball, people. Last night, lost in Embiid's historic night. Victor Wembanyama, also incredible. In 28 minutes, he put up 33 points. Rookie, 10 for 19, 2 for 5 from 3, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks. He was great. Even if he got torched by Embiid, you're not stopping that man. You're not stopping that man. In fact, Victor gave a great rationale for why we are in the golden age of scoring, the return of the big man. He said this, a few years back, it was more of a guards game, but now it's going to come back to a big man's game. I think it makes sense in terms of the game. We got guys, some guys all around the league who do a lot of stuff despite being very tall. It's just the way the game changes. Now we got to adapt. Yeah, I mean, it's not really a big man's game, Victor. It's a guards game, and those guards happen to be 7 feet tall. That's what it is. That's what it is. Watch Joel Embiid's footage. Watch old Kobe footage. And tell me those men aren't the same. I'm not even supposed to be getting hyped up like this. Watch Kobe's footage. Watch Joel Embiid's footage. And tell me those men aren't doing the same thing out there. The back to the basket moves that Joel Embiid has. The face up moves. Mitty right in your fucking face like a killer. Oh yeah, by the way, that was on the anniversary of Kobe Bryant's 81-point performance. You don't think that was lost? You think that was lost on the players who put up crazy numbers trying to become Kobe? Kobe! Embiid is shooting 42% from three. Chet, 39% from three. Jokic, 35% from three. And that's just the regular season. Watch what Jokic does in the playoffs. Shooting 50% from three in the playoffs. Kevin Durant, who is, let's be honest, he's 7 feet tall, but he calls himself 6'10 because, you know, why not? 46% from three. It is still the age of the guard. But they're 7 feet tall. 7 feet tall. How, if you're Damian Lillard, do you survive? This is why Ant Edwards and Anthony Black and kids who are 6'7 to 6'9 with guard skills. That's why they, like survival of the fittest, are eating 6'1 guards and spitting them to the G League. If you are 6'1 right now, you should be terrified. If you are a college player and you are under 6'5, 6'6, 6'7, and you play guard, I'm sorry, you might think about playing in China. This is going down. This shit is going down every night. Who is going to be today? Who's going to be tomorrow? Is it going to be Giannis going for 50, 60, 70? Donovan Mitchell going for 70? Dame going for 80? I mean, probably not Dame going for 80 with this Bucks team. Let's be honest, because their offense doesn't work right now. But shit, would you be shocked if Terry Rozier, who just got traded to the Heat, goes for 40 one night? Tyler Hero, 45? I mean, let's be real. We got real mid guys that can put up 50. That just shows you that the league's really, really good right now. Between 95 and 2000, here are the following players who scored 50 or more points. Michael Jordan did it 3 times. AI, twice. Shaq, twice. Malone's raping ass, twice. Cliff Robinson, once. Vince Carter, once. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, once. Claps to me for pronouncing that correctly. Hakeem Olajuwon, once. Alonzo Mourning, once. Tracy Murray, once. 10 different players put up 15 50-point games in 5 years. Let's go into the modern numbers. Just last year, there were 25 50-point games from 15 different players. Luka Doncic, 4 times. Damian Lillard, 3 times. Joel Embiid, 3 times. Devin Booker, 2 times. Giannis, twice. Curry, twice. Donovan Mitchell, once. Julius Randle, AD. Klay Thompson, shocker. Pascal Siakam, Darius Garland, woo. Jrue Holiday, Jason Tatum, and Giannis. I already said Giannis. Giannis did it twice. There have been 11 50-point or more games already this year, and we are halfway through. Do you think that things are exponentially getting bigger, better, faster, stronger, better footwork, just more buckets? So yes, if you don't like it, then probably start billions or something. I don't know. But I personally love it. Just like I love me some Joel Embiid. He is enough. Him and Kelly Oubre and Tyrese Maxey and Nick Nurse are enough to get me to fall in love with this Sixers team. I truly believe this is the best team in the league.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.